Then another type of the subepidermal blistering disorder is a dermatitis herpetiformis, which occurs in the adults in a fourth decade of life, more commonly seen in males. The association of dermatitis herpetiformis is with a gluten-sensitive enteropathy, small bowel lymphoma. Other autoimmune blistering disorders, the other autoimmune diseases like thyroid disease, type 1 diabetes, vitiligo, alopecia areata, Addison's disease, and HLA association is with HLA-DQ2. Environmental factors which affect the dermatitis herpetiformis or trigger it is the presence of gluten-sensitive enteropathy and so the presence of gluten in the diet. Iodine may also flare up the disease, whereas smoking improves it. Pathogenesis of the dermatitis herpetiformis is that when any patient who is having a gluten-sensitive enteropathy and the presence of IgA antibodies are present in the serum, so the release of the tissue transglutaminase, TTG, released from the keratinocytes goes into the papillary dermis, where it binds with the IgA antibodies. Neutrophilic infiltrate reaches into the dermis, forming papillary tip abscesses, and the immune complex will result in the formation of subepidermal split. Clinically, we see that itching is a predominant feature of dermatitis herpetiformis, along with the presence of vesicles, which are very, although dense blisters are present, but the presence of excoriated papules can be seen on the extensor surfaces of the limbs bilaterally, symmetrically, and also on the buttocks. They may be present in these areas symmetrically and they heal without scarring. Palms and soles may show the presence of punctate purpura. Dental enamel pits may also be present. Differentials included for dermatitis herpetiformis include linear IgA disease, neurotic excoriations, eczema, and scabies.